Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the David Drake Show on this beautiful Friday morning. Perhaps you're at work. Maybe you're on your way home. You might be at home. Maybe you're watching this after the fact. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Welcome to this video. Thinking about the idea of why I'm so excited about media and why I believe in creating content such as this. Daisy the dog is back there saying hello to you as well. But why I believe in, I hope she's okay. I'm sure she is. There she is. Must be someone, the Amazon person perhaps is home, which I'm really excited about. Hopefully it's something that I'm waiting for. But, you know, why am I so excited about media? Because I think that all of this content that I create on YouTube and all these platforms, obviously, it's very difficult. It takes time. It's something that is consuming, time-consuming. But I do it because I am convinced that we as people, as creatives, as leaders, entrepreneurs, obviously as people of God and spiritual leaders, we need to be wherever the people are. I always think of Jesus. It says in the Bible that he would go from town to town and he would look upon the people and realize that they were sheep without a shepherd. Now, if you just simplify that whole scene, what was Jesus doing? He was going to where the people were. Second, what else was he doing? He was looking upon them. He knew their lives. He was interacting with them. And then third, he was moved by that. Their need, the need of the people touched his heart. And so then he was able to, or his heart was to then do something about it. And I think that that will never change. It's just that the way that we do that is changing dramatically, obviously. So thinking of Jesus going from town to town, well, you know, back in the day, there used to be door-to-door salesmen. Or if you think of in the spiritual world, the idea of a traveling preacher. Now you don't need that. You get sold to through Facebook ads, through YouTube ads, through Instagram ads. You get sold to through media, through digital content. And especially if you're a millennial, we're talking about 80, 77 million people in this age group. They are digitally native. In other words, they've never known print media. They've never known CDs or much less, of course, cassette tapes or VHS. And so they're being sold to all the time. And so if you think about it, just in terms of Jesus again, he was going to where the people were at, and the people are now online. That's obvious. Second, Jesus says that he looked upon them. In other words, he had a personal interaction with them. My guess is in that moment where it says that he went from city to city, he certainly talked to people. And in terms of media, that's exactly what we need to be doing. This is not just a one-way thing where you just listen to content. You learn, but you're also interacting with that person. The idea of a personal brand is so important because we all long for relationship, for help, for answers to our questions. And if I come on here and if I give you answers to questions that you have, or if I help you in your area of need, then of course you're going to keep watching and want to interact with the God I believe in, or the things that I'm giving you, or the consejos, as people tell me, the advice that I give to you. And so that interaction is very important. And the interaction here online can then move to real life, can then move to a video course, can go to something, maybe a course or a subscription that you pay for. It's all mixed in. It's not either or. It's not that people are only online and they don't go to work in real life. I mean, we still have a society that I would say 90% relies on human interaction, on working with people, on driving in traffic, unfortunately, on obviously your family. I mean, we're still humans. We're not robots quite yet. And so digital, to me, is just another way to interact that in some ways it could be the end point, it could be the middle point, or it could be the beginning point, the starting point. It's all encompassing. It's sort of like values that go through our society. And sometimes we have to watch out for those values if they if they conflict with our own values, or sometimes we use these tools to amplify our values. And then third, in terms of the heart of Jesus being moved, I would say that that is maybe the greatest advantage of digital media and of digital content, is that when I create something here for you, a podcast or a video or a course, and then when I hear your comments, or when we talk in person after the fact, maybe you've seen some of my stuff, then I get to know you more personally, because the things that we talk about here obviously are real. They're things that help you. For example, last week I had someone who watches my content, and she said, you know, you give amazing advice. It helps me tremendously. And then she was telling me about her father and how when he passed away when she was 10, that really affected her. It just opened up this whole conversation in real life. And hopefully we'll have a chance to further that conversation and talk even more. And so that when we interact this way, when I create this piece of content and you consume it, meaning you listen to it, et cetera, there's a burden that's created. You have a burden, hopefully, for the things that are meaningful and important to you in your life. Of course you do. And then I have a burden for you. As I hear your stories, as maybe something that I say here online or on a stage or in a piece of video or in a podcast, it moves you, and then you tell me about it, and then we continue the conversation offline. Or maybe it goes back online. I mean, there's really no, like I said, no end or start to it. Think of media more as I like to call it a city. My big idea in life is to create a city of God. I read this book by St. Augustine. Well, read. I didn't read the whole thing. It's literally like a 4-3-inch book. I have it on my shelf here still. I'm slowly moving through it. But I love the concept of the kingdom of God being a city. I mean, it's Matthew 5. It says that we are a city set on a hill. And if you think of a city has entertainment. It has a DMV. It has a city hall. It has police. It has technology. It has utilities. It has stores. It has entrepreneurial things, a lawn shop, mower place. It has a donut shop. It has a Walmart. A city has everything that you need. And the idea for me of the church is that we are a city of God, and that content online is just another way to serve you and to interact. It's not the only thing in this city, but it's an important part of the city. And as I said, there is no real end to it. It's more of a globe, more of a three-dimensional experience where you come into this podcast and maybe you're listening and you're enjoying this, or maybe you don't like that content, so you move on. But you interact with it and you say, oh, that kind of made me think a little bit. And then we talk online, we talk in real life, then you go back to the content and you consume more. Maybe there's an exchange of a subscription, so there's a payment element to it. A lot of it is free. I mean, you have all of these natural things that happen. It's just now through the digital space. But it's the same thing as you go into the doctor and you paying your copay through your insurance, whatever, and then you get that medication for your need. It's the same thing. It's just that the digital space is in some ways still is fairly new, but a lot of it, I was hearing somebody talk about how it's the wild, wild west. And there's some now, like, structures being built in this wild west, but it's still pretty much the wild, wild west. I also think that talent is talent. You know, all of us in any area of life, let's say the whole thing of a doctor, you're going to go to a doctor that you like, that is a part of your insurance company, a doctor that you feel like she or he knows your needs, that understands you, that maybe has good side bed manners, or that is young, or that's a woman, or that knows OBGYN stuff, I don't know, OB, whatever, or that knows male stuff, right? Meaning you're going to pick and choose the doctor that fits you. The same thing with media. You're going to look at and watch the best content that's out there. If someone is beautiful, you're going to obviously want to spend time with them, like me. If someone maybe isn't that attractive, but what they say is amazing, you're going to want to listen to them. If it's going to be a piece of content that's on audio, you're going to spend more time with it because it's more kind of behind the scenes. If it's video, you want it to be entertaining or fun. It also depends on your mood. You may not obviously always be in the mood to learn. You want to laugh. And so that's why I wear my Gozo hat sometimes. And that's why sometimes I have guests. And sometimes I have my daughter or our two daughters that do a podcast, or my staff. You see different things from me because I consider myself a media company, a city just that is using these tools to get my message across. But the message is still the same. It's me. It's you. It's all of us as people that desire to help others, to love the world, to love God, to help people in need, to do whatever we can to make this world a better place, to help people, in my case, believe my three core values, to be healed, and to also succeed at life, or as I used to call it, ACL, to find grace in, to find their God-given adventure, grace in crisis, and discover what they love. It's the same thing, ACL, or believe, and heal, and succeed. It's the same thing. What is that, BHS? BHS. So in this day and age, I think that media is such an exciting thing. What I am against, I guess if you want to call it that, is consuming media that is superfluous, that is a waste of time. So looking at people's Instagram page, that, and especially if they make you feel bad, or counting numbers or views, or even keeping up with your family can sometimes be too much. I mean, how many updates do you need from your family? And I would say that most people, that's not why they're online. They're there to kind of, I don't know, chismear, to kind of keep up with the Kardashians per se. And as I said, a lot of times it makes you feel bad and anxious and depressed, and you feel like you're not as good as these people. You compare your views and comments and likes. That whole system is really, to me, evil. It's my wife has always told me, and I think she's right. But I think that if you use social media and these platforms to create content or to consume content that actually benefits your life, let's say you want to learn Mandarin and you go and you listen to Mandarin being spoken, or if you want to have a lifestyle kind of channel like mine, a spiritual and tech lifestyle channel, then you come here. And so I think that if we are consuming content that benefits our lives, fitness or vegan stuff or health, whatever it may be, then we should go to these places, especially because it's free. But if we're just spending and wasting time complaining or arguing over politics, then what's the point of that? So I think that as we move forward into this second half, almost summer of 2019 and into 2020, my commitment is to create more content online, is to go even deeper into media content, to work together with our beautiful daughters, to create Trig Media as a company that is creating spiritual and beautiful content so that you can come on here and feel just happy and like your life is better because of what we're creating. And obviously Canela and Isabella are just amazing, beautiful young girls who can help, shape in many ways a lot of how their friends think, just because of their very strong and very passionate opinions on life and lifestyle and veganism and all these causes that young people have today, but from a spiritual perspective, a faith-based perspective. And then other people that may come on this channel. You know, to me, Trig Media is like a network. Like you think of Oprah, or you think of Larry King, or you think of Google, or you think of Apple. Apple and all these people, they create a platform where different stars, quote unquote, come on and produce content. I envision us selling products. Let's say if you want to buy my Gozo mugs or t-shirts, then we will have like a QVC or HSN, Home Shopping Network style of selling cups and t-shirts and hats here. And you can see the prices and you can see someone putting the hat on and putting the t-shirt on, and, you know, just like HSN. And so there's that, because the financial element obviously is important for these media companies. But I would say the biggest the most important part of the business plan is actually a subscription, Netflix-style kind of a plan that we're creating where you pay, let's say, $9.99 a month, and you receive amazing, quote, movies or content that you wouldn't get otherwise on YouTube for free. It's exclusive to you, meaning it's exclusive content. It's not free, meaning it's not just anywhere else. But at the same time, it's high quality. It's fun, entertaining. It meets your needs. It's specific. It's about certain things that you really enjoy. And it's only $9.99 a month. I mean, you think about Netflix, it just went up to $14.99, but they're raising their prices because they want to give you even better stuff, better movies. I mean, like right now I'm watching Blacklist. I love Blacklist. I'm on season 5 of 6. And so I love it. And then I go on YouTube and watch interviews by the main guy. I forget his name. It's a whole kind of, as I said, a whole city. But in my case, we're creating a city of God where my sermons and lifestyle things and topics such as we talked about science a few months ago and faith. We talked about last week about time management. All of these different elements that all relate to media and faith and lifestyle are all found in one channel. Maybe an app eventually. I'm not sure about an app, but I think that could be a waste of time. But some way for you to receive this content for a very small monthly fee that is reasonable and that's something that you already do with other things. And then, as I said, the selling of products. I mean, it's like an Amazon meets Netflix where we also sell products that, because if, let's say, Canela, you see her on camera and you say, wow, her hair is so beautiful or her eyebrows, then she can sell the content, kind of like a Kylie Jenner type of thing, where she comes on here and because you admire her and you respect her and you know that she's an amazing person, then you want to buy her products or you want her to do your daughter's makeup for the prom or for the summer, whatever it may be, a birthday party or quinceañera. And so it's this very natural and very honest and very faith and heartfelt connection that we make with you, the audience, and that you have a place that you can count on, that you know is going to be high quality, that it's going to be deep and honest and beautiful and from the heart, and that you trust me, you trust my family, you trust who my wife and I are, and the brand, quote unquote, that Jesus has built, you know, that we come from a place of faith and excellence and beauty and success, also of difficulty and honesty as immigrants and yet as natives of this beautiful country, all of those things that you know about me, my love for music and beats and all the rest, media, of course, and faith and the scriptures. So I'm excited about the future of media. I think that it's going to be a wonderful next 5 years. Who knows what's on the horizon in terms of media. Some of the things that I am interested in is this idea of of SpaceX and what Elon Musk is doing. I'm very intrigued by this idea of health and fitness and veganism and all of these social causes that young people have. But I'm also very intrigued by faith, as you know, by the future of the church. I am very, very interested in being a part of the answer to the question, where is God? And how do I meet him? And how can I get my life centered around God, maybe without the traditional trappings, and yet having whatever business plan we have be viable so that all of my employees can have high-paying salaries with full benefits so they can provide for their families. So all of those questions are exciting to me. I am ready for it. This has been a great week. April, I think, is just the best month in the world. And so look forward to more content from Trig Media, from Gozo Media in the months and years to come. Thank you so much. Be sure that you like, subscribe, and that you listen to the podcast. Thank you again. I will see you next time.